folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes, and about, I'm going to slip in 14 tracks, I think, here. Starting off with Jamie Stone. This is the Troll Kingdom Polska. This is show number 214, another set of Winter Rambles. Here and there, Jamie Stone is the Yo-Yo Ma of the banjo. And I'll mention a bit more about him in a moment. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoy our travels today. Back to the Polska. Of his friends. That's the Troll Kingdom Polska. Jamie Stone's won two Junos. He's a banjo player, composer, rearranger. He takes music that's sort of inspired by sounds from around the world. He bridges folk and jazz and chamber music, as you can tell from that, obviously. He gathers together around him some really versatile musicians. He sort of blows the dust off of old songs and he remakes them for modern ears. He's just wonderful in concert. If you get the chance, Sea Island Spirituals, Creole, Calypsos, Appalachian dance tunes. Lots of material that was collected originally by folklorists and field recording pioneers. And he's also recorded like Persian music and African music and Nordic music, as we could hear from that. That's a CD called Room of Wonders, Jamie Stone. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're heading here and there today, and we go from Jamie somewhere in the North Atlantic, I guess. There at that juncture, anyways. Heading to the south, and this is Beausoleil, and Michael Doucette. Michael Doucette is an American Cajun fiddler and singer and songwriter. He founded the band Beausoleil. He was born in Scott, Louisiana. He learned the banjo at age 6, there you go, guitar at 8, and he belonged to a Cajun rock band with his cousin Zachary Richard when he was 12 years old. Zachary's had a great career as well in Cajun music. In his early 20s, Doucette and his cousin went to France, and when he got home, he added violin to his music studies, and that became his primary instrument, though he also plays accordion and mandolin. Beausoleil started around 1975, and they're still sort of continuing on. He's also been a member of a more traditional Cajun band, the Savoy Doucette Cajun Band, and I remember seeing them at some festivals, and they were an amazing group as well. And Marc Savoy, who's the accordion player in the band, and he explained once at a session, he said, "This is why I play the accordion rather than the violin." He set the accordion down on the stage, and he stood on it, and he said, "I can't do that with a violin." Well, he made accordions as well, but they're solid blocks of wood. Anyway, Doucette has done all kinds of stuff in terms of teaching, in terms of he didn't really plan to pursue a career in Cajun music, but by gosh, he's ended up doing that. He said he wanted to go to New Mexico and study the Romantic poets, but instead he traded William Blake for Dewey Balfe. Bosley has 25 releases or so, and counting. This is from one called Alligator Purse. This is Roulez et Tournez. Michael Doucette and Bosley.
Y'avait personne à mon côté. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi j'peux pas vivre comme ça. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi j'peux pas vivre comme ça. J'ai un joli timillon qui veut porter mes caleçons. Thank you.
Dandy piece there by Donald McLennan. Crisp, chaotic, and riding that line between genius and madness. Donald McLennan is an award-winning violinist, singer, and composer based out of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. He plays a wide variety of genres. Real penchant for improvisation and is great at that gypsy jazz kind of sound. He has recorded and toured internationally with Ben Kaplan and the Casual Smokers, a wonderful group. The Modern Grass, and also with Newfoundland jazz guitarist extraordinaire Dwayne Andrews and lots of other folks. This is from his award-winning debut solo album called Belleville, and it's the title track, Belleville. It sort of blends Manouchian jazz standards and some of his original compositions as well. And we started off that set with Beausoleil and Michael Doucette, and you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 214. A set of winter rambles, the fifth one for this winter so far. And there will be more, of course, because winter is still with us. Yay! Next up, the Tom Russell Band. Tom Russell is an American singer-songwriter. He's probably strongly identified with the Americana music tradition, but he has elements of folk and rock and the cowboy music of the American West. He's a painter and an author as well. He published a bunch of books, from detective novels to, you know, books about songwriting and so on, and some great music journalism as well. He's born in Los Angeles, graduated with a master's degree in sociology of law and criminology. He's lived all over the world. He's lived in Nigeria and Spain, Norway. He began his musical career in Vancouver in Canada, playing strip bars along Skid Row. There's a way to start a musical career, right? It's a way to start lots of other things which aren't quite as useful. But later he relocated to Texas and other assorted parts of the U.S. later. Left music for a while, but a chance meeting while he was a cab driver with Robert Hunter of the Grateful Dead got him back into music, and he's had a storied career since then, playing with various bands, writing amazing songs, and especially influenced in more recent years by the American Southwest. He's done 36 releases over the years. This is from one called Poor Man's Dream. This is a song you might recognize that other people have done as well. This is Tom Russell with Navajo Rug.
Three eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. You wash it down with that roadhouse coffee, it burns up your inside. Just a canyon Colorado diet, a little waitress I did love. Well, we sat in the back neath the old stuffed bear and a worn out Navajo rug. Well, old Jack the boss, close at six and it's Katie bar the door. She'd pull down that Navajo rug and she'd spread it on the floor. Yeah, I saw lightning in the sacred mountain, saw the dance of the turtle doves when I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and saw Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground, and all he'd saved was an old bear tooth. And Katie, she left town. Oh, but Katie, she got her souvenir too. Jack spat out a back old lug. He said you should have seen her running through the smoke, a hauling that Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie. Shades of red and blue, aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you? Sacred mountains and lightning breaks above. It always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. Oh, but everything keeps on a moving. And
everyone's on the go. They don't make things that last anymore like an old woman never home. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you? Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you? I wish I was a hole in the ground. I wish I was a hole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Wish I was a mole in the ground. As a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. Wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground.
That's the Lone Tones, something called Mole in the Ground, and that's a great old song. You know, it's funny how the memory goes. I remember when I first heard that song, I was in Ohio, I guess, and some guy was doing a bunch of Appalachian stuff, and it was in, what I remember is it was in a basement place across from Ohio State University, lots of kind of cool stuff that was going on way back then, anyways. It was a deli, and there's a really strong smell of wonderful cream cheese and fresh bagels and lox and so on. And all I can associate with that song, but I wish I was a mole in the ground, is hunger. Hunger for bagels, so there you go. Anyway, that's a band called the Lone Tones, and they do contemporary Appalachian music, Americana, folk rock, indie rock, folk pop, motor rock, all kinds of stuff. And they're basically doing all the various kinds of identity that exist in a changing Appalachia. The lyrics and the music speak to the conflicted nature of a region steeped in tradition. I don't know if this sounds like a thesis I'm going, but they talk about this, how the region is blighted by Walmarts and strip mines. At the same time, there's this rich culture and so on. In their earlier years, they were often compared to revivalists like Iris DeMantor, Gillian Welch, Dave Rawlings. More recently, they're compared to neo-roots bands like Wilco, or, you know, another coming of the Byrds. They have four or so albums. They've opened for folks like Stan Bush and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And it's actually from a CD that comes from North Carolina. There's a series of stores called Mass General Store, and they have huge, you know, huge inventory of all kinds of great mountain stuff. And the one thing they did is they always have music, but they often have music whenever they can. And so they really have nurtured that culture there. Before that, we heard from the Tom Russell Band and Navajo Rug from his CD Poor Man's Dream. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 214. I'm Ivan Emke with you every week, and you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 in Bell Island, or Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have some fiddle music, fiddle and guitar music from Ireland. Martin Hayes kind of epitomizes the fiddle music of County Clare, for many people anyways. He started playing when he was 7. By 13, he was touring with the Tola Cayley Band, led by his father, PJ Hayes. Martin was also entering national competitions and winning them. By the age of 20, he had won every available competition in the country. There you go. So he had left Clare for Chicago. Of course, he had to. That was in the 1980s. He became immersed in the diversity of musical styles that the city had to offer there. He met Dennis Cahill there, a guitar player, and they've played together on and off for decades, recorded quite a bit of stuff. And Martin is noted for his sort of mesmeric rhythms and the tantalizing slow release of a melody and extra tone here and there from tuning down a fiddle and the long, long sets that start one way and end another. He was also involved in founding the great Irish-American band, The Gloaming. Here's from one of their duo albums called Welcome Here Again. This is Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill with O'Reilly's Greyhound and Palmer's Gate. Thank you.
Så väl du att vi får gå och se styra och inte glömmer om allt så i pain och kriet. So he will just attack us. We enter the enemy, but you're in the world.
Song there that's called actually Snittlin or something like that, a Swedish song, and it means nimbleness of mind and spirit. That was Frifot, Frifot, at Swedish Folk Music Trio, formed back in 1987. And I keep sort of coming across their CDs again while I'm in my collection. That's sort of the nature of it. And thinking, what a great band this is. Man, oh man. Three of the most respected figures in the contemporary Swedish folk music circuit got together. Vocalist fiddler Lena Villemark, fiddler and bagpiper Per Gudmundsson, and multi-instrumentalist Elle Moller. And both of them all three of them have been in a variety of other bands. The name means footloose, and it comes from the lyrics of one of the songs they play, and their whole sound is really quite footloose. That's a CD called Summer Song, which was released into the North American market. Over the years, they've had solo careers, as I said, but Frifot has never quite ceased to exist as a group, and they have about six releases over many, many years. This is, as I say, from their first North American release. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Before that, we heard Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill. And of course, I choose the only song from that whole CD where Dennis Cahill is not playing guitar, but he's playing the mandolin. But I thought, that's a lovely, just the interaction of those two instruments, the way they did it was wonderful. You could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly Cape Radio, CJBU, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have Steve Dawson, Canadian guitarist, singer, music producer, multiple award winner. He's been a member of the duo Zubot and Dawson, and also part of the Great Uncles of the Revolution. I was sort of on the west coast of Canada. Over the past few decades, he's become sort of an indelible fixture on the Canadian music landscape. And it's sort of tempting, you know, to take him for granted, but he's so involved in so many albums and so on. He's produced or played on more than 200 albums since the turn of the millennium, seven of which won Juno Awards. Now, he currently resides most of the time in Nashville, although he's native Vancouver, as I said. He works as a solo artist, a record producer, and he's got a studio down there. And he loves to take a song from its beginning, you know, as an idea to a final recorded product. And his studio is called The Hen House. He had it originally in Vancouver. He sort of transferred it over to Nashville, you know, got the moving van and all. And he's hosted countless artists, and he's been the home there to over 80 releases at the moment. Produces projects for other artists, but he also does his own blues and jazz and Hawaiian and rock and experimental music. This is one of his CDs called Rattlesnake Cage. This is something that he does in the studio when he's got a bit of spare time and relaxing. Steve Dawson with The Altar at Center Raven.
¶¶ day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad, well, the world can't do me no harm. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad. Another day's journey, and I'm so glad when the world can do me no harm. There's a better world coming, and I'm so glad there's a better world coming, and I'm so glad.
From his CD, Another Day's Journey, the title track there. I've played him many times before. All I can say is if he's ever playing in your town, go see him. If he's in a band, he's got a bunch of bands on the go always. First one I ever heard him in was the original Sloth Band way back, but that dates me, of course. But he did stuff with Moe Scarlett, with Jackie Washington, a great trio together. Freedom Blues Band, Ken Whiteley and the Beulah Band. Great producer as well. Ken Whiteley. Before that, we heard from Steve Dawson and the Alternate Center Raven, the name of the tune from his CD, Rattlesnake Cage. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Imke with you with show number 214. This is a set of winter rambles. Could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio. Hello out there in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and throughout the Bay of Islands. CKVB 100.1 FM or possibly Mun Radio. CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. And however you got here, I'm glad you joined me. We go from a little bit of blues out of southern Ontario to Scotland. This is Scarivore. Right now I'm listening to the Celtic Connections. They've got a kind of an electronic version. They have some concerts live this year. This is 2022. But some things aren't. And so it's wonderful to hear that the annual kind of collection of the new, the great, and the old, and the tried and the true out of Scotland. Scarivore has been part of that scene for a long time. They're a Celtic rock group formed on Tiree, Argyll, and Bute in 2004. They took their name from the Scarivore lighthouse that lies off the coast of Tiree. Their early work was considered West Coast Cayley-inspired Celtic influences, and they got a bit more rocky and jazzy and Cajun and country and so on. They're based in and around Glasgow, which is where Celtic Connections is. If you're interested, you know, look them up. They might have stuff left over on the web, but they've done lots of TV work, Scarivore, touring, huge fan base. They're a Scottish supergroup. Now, this is from a live CD released a couple of years ago now, where they recorded some material from all over Scotland. This is Scarivore. And Trip to Madeira.
Madeira! faces in the photograph are fading. I can't believe he looks so much like me. It's been 10 long years today now since I left for old Cork Station. And I won't be back until the droving's done. For the rain never falls on the dusty Diamantina. The drover finds it hard to change his mind. And those years have slowly gone now, like the drays from old Cork Station. And I won't be back until the droving's done. I sometimes think the sun comes up each morning. It sets it up and takes it all away. Dreaming by the light of the campfire each evening, ends with the burning light of day. For the rain never falls on the dusty Diamantina. The drover finds it hard to change his mind. And those years have slowly gone now, like the drays from old Cork Station. And I won't be back until the droving's done. Settle back in Sydney. It's been so long, it's hard to change your mind. For those cattle trails roll on and on, the fences they run forever. And I won't be back until the droving's done. For the rain never falls on the dusty Diamantina. The drover finds it hard to change his mind. And those years have slowly gone now, like the drays from old Cork Station. And I won't be back.
It's a wonderful song there, Diamantina Drover, and that was done, sung there by Kirk McGeehy. He was born in Anstruther, it was a fishing village on Scotland's east coast. His parents were both teachers, he also loved music, and his mum played piano, his father sang. He grew up learning that. He studied geology at the University of Edinburgh. Moved to Canada in 1972. He took up further study, ended up teaching geology at John Abbott College in Montreal. He's a great musician, a lovely voice. Led a series of Celtic bands, including Celtic Conspiracy, Brahan Seer, I remember them, Aurealis, I remember them. He founded them in the mid-1980s. Aurealis toured in Europe with bands like the Tannehill Weavers, sometimes they did. He was a regular feature on stage at a Montreal Irish pub called Hurley's. And this is from his solo album, Moon on the Ocean. It was released just around the time he died in his sleep, far too soon. Sad, because there's so much music that he could have done. but we're happy that he did so much. And we still have it. Kirk McGeehy. Scary War before that from Scotland. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Before I get all emotional on you here, this is show number 214, which is fine. Emotion is good. Winter Rambles number 5. We're going to head to Finland now. Actually, this is a band called Jarahorn, or Finnish. They hail from Ostrobothnia, which is a Swedish-speaking area on the west coast of Finland. The only region in Finland outside of Ireland where more people speak Swedish than Finnish. Anyway, their music echoes the ancient folk music traditions of Scandinavia, medieval ballads, minuets, runometric chanting, ancient Icelandic, Rimur epics, and so on, named after the god Heimdallr from the Norse myths. They also threw some didgeridoo and contrabass in there as well. And they use the Hardanger fiddle, of course, and a high-pitched wordless vocal technique based on Scandinavian cattle herding calls. You just can't wait, I'm sure. Their first CD came out in 1997, won them the Folk Music Group of the Year in 1997, and the CD was Folk Music CD of the Year in 1997. Big year for them in Finland, 1997. They continued to release material well into this millennium. This is from a CD called Schaffen, and it's Gjallarhorn with Dance a Little. I hope you do.
Till så här förslår han, så har vi hans fria.
just heard from the Avett Brothers. That was from a live recording called A Carolina Jubilee, and that was Pretty Girl from Raleigh. Before that, Yallerhorn out of Ostrobothnia. And wonderful piece there. This is Eamon Dillon. He's master of the Gillian pipes, the whistles, low whistles, originally from Belfast, took up residence in Florida, plays throughout that region and beyond, sometimes with a sister and her husband as Celtic Bridge. There's a couple of recordings out, one of which was produced by Jim Fiddler. Connection to Newfoundland and Labrador. This is the Flagstone of Memories, Donegal Reel and Steensons. And it's the last track for today. Show number 214 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. We've had a set of winter rambles. I'm Avemke with you every week, and I hope you join me again next time. You can always go to the website, rbbmusic.ca, and there's all kinds of shows there. Take care of each other, okay? It's important. Weird things happening in the world. My gosh. But nothing as wonderful as the fact that we're here in this world now. Happy trails.